authority, it's the authority of our highest claim. It's the authority of our truest wisdom. So as we open up to receive our authority, what we're doing is seeing truth beyond misfortune. So misfortune is simply when we see it through the lower self. So as we receive our alignment, as we will receive our justified positioning. So our justified positioning is not that we're rearranging in the physical, we're rearranging in terms of our stardom, in terms of our perception. So what we're doing is uniting with our higher heart. So same story, same circumstances, but we see it with new reflection. We see it with heavenly bliss. So as we will receive our justified claim. In other words, this opportunity is here waiting for us. We in fact rang the victory bell. We call this to order. So our higher selves are like next. So next in terms of our receptivity, next in terms of our alignment, next in terms of our heavenly claim. What we're doing is releasing the disenfranchised, like the state where we're separate, the state where we're lonely, the state where I just can't seem to come into higher glance. We're releasing that disempowered vantage point, and we're coming into our Christ unit. So we can drop like that word Christ. It's really simply seeing direct measure. So seeing our holiness, seeing our the kindest positioning. So when we're busy, upset at ourselves and others, the problem is we stand in that justification and we stand on old material. We stand on old platform. As we open up to our heavenly gaze, as we open up to our heavenly bliss, we sing hallelujah. So the hallelujah is we go beyond, we go beyond. So if you ever like keep having experiences, it's like that keeps happening to me, that keeps happening to me. So this is our day of reckoning where we're proceeding past former consequence, former alignment, and opening up in expanded vision. Because once we can see ourselves anew, once we see our environment anew, we set the tone, we set the page. So again, it's not what's occurring in the physicality, it's our renewal, it's our renewed perception, it's our willingness to align with our heavenly glance. Because as we start to open up our gaze, as we open up to our advanced measure, they're saying we slip in time. So in other words, we collapse timelines. We collapse timelines because we're done with the disempowered self. So the disempowered self is whether we're claiming this for ourselves or we're claiming it for someone else. So this is like that little judging mind that's just going to town. And it's just like this continuous, almost like this wind-up doll. So just think of like a wind-up toy or something. And you can just make it silly as you want. I mean, it can be a wind-up frog if you want. Something where it's just on automatic. It's just on automatic. It's like saying the same phrases, saying, having the same attitude as yesteryear, where we're just repeating cycles over and over. So that is the old consent. What we're doing is entering the promised land, and we're doing this in terms of our visioning. We're doing this in terms of our expansion. So they're saying expansion by design. So they want to explain this. So by design is it's coming from our heavenly bliss. So our heavenly bliss is our divine self. Because remember, we're bringing forth, they're saying cascading vision. So this is, we want to think of like the ascended earth. It's not like the earth suddenly shifts. It's that we're prophesizing. We're exposing ourselves to richness and mercy. We're creating the new alignment. We're creating the new understanding of self and provisioning. So it's our consciousness as we align We therefore, because we're seeing with new glasses, new visioning, we bring forth new creative impulse. So as we will receive our heavenly bliss, is seeing with eyes anew. So again, we're not seeing with physical eyes, it's our spiritual vision, our spiritual claim. And it simply requires our willingness to adjust, our willingness to proceed with kindness. So the kindness is extended out and through. In other words, kind, it's sort of like one for me, one for you. Kindness abroad. To have that second glance, to have that new approach. So we don't have to figure this out in the linear, like, oh, I hope I can do it, or oh, I hope I stay alert. What we're doing is we're sinking into our higher heart. Because remember, we're opening up to a heart-centered consciousness where we're being led by the heart, we're being shown by the heart. So this is where we come into extreme bliss. Because as we pardon self and others, as we open up to victory, it's like we take our place, we take our rightful position. All things come upon us, not because we're better than anyone, but because we're ordering it, we're orchestrating our destiny. So this isn't about manifesting just because the ego would like something and it's like, well, let me just focus on it and bring forth that in creation. That's not what this is about. What we're doing is we're sealing our fate. And when they say our, it's all. So this is where what we're manifesting, what we're hoping for, what we're expecting, what we're saluting, what we're making placement for. And this is how you can check yourself. Are you doing it for you and yourself alone? There, then you know. So we're doing this with liberal pleasure. We're doing this for all to see. Because if I can figure out abundance, if I can figure out healing, if I open up to true visioning, then I bring this forth for heaven's allowance. In other words, I bring forth the answer key for all to see. So everyone's not going to see with the physical eyes. They're going to feel the vibration, the frequency. Remember, there's no separation. So what you claim, what you agree upon, what you bring forth in your Christ visioning is it's sort of like, I'll bring this for everyone. Share at the picnic. So whatever analogy, whatever they're saying circumstances, but it's sort of like what out picturing serves you. But we want to remember, it's like we are here to bring forth the chalice of love. We came through in this incarnation to liberate. And so how we liberate is we bring forth our own liberation. So wherever we still have those knots, wherever we still like, here's the repeat button, I keep meeting the same guy, I keep manifesting the same circumstances, whatever it is, that's the repeat button over and over and over. We're opening up to heavenly bliss. We're opening up to new availability, new arrival. Because what we're releasing is old impoverished consciousness. So where we believed in separation, I'm separate from my abundance. I'm separate from my truth. So whether we're playing out old circumstances from our childhood, from past lives, family lineage, whatever it is, probably all of the above, what we're doing is offering ourselves new focus. So as we will receive these energies, what we're receiving is light. So when I receive it, it's like these filaments of light. And the light has this like pulsation to it. So it's almost like a revival where it's like you go to a church revival or a chorus or what have you, where that frequency brings you up higher. It's not what's being said, it's what you're aligning to, what you're permitting. So it's like created a miracle. It's not like someone gave you a miracle. It's that you claimed your truth. You claimed your truth. You claimed your heavenly bliss. So as we will receive our, how do I put this in words, like focus. Now, the reason I keep saying, and they're showing me the card, believe and succeed. So I'm saying focus, and it's almost like this propeller, or it's with our column of light. So just imagine we have this column of light, and there's this pulsation. That's what I want to say. There's this pulsation that is streaming in. Now, what this does is it creates new entitlement, new desirability. The desirability is to know ourselves in our truth, to know ourselves in our divine essence, to know ourselves as one with our I Am presence. So because when we claim this, when we align with this, then all is forgiven. We no longer need to keep regurgitating yesterday. Now, we all are here for full possession. What this means is we came into this incarnation to know our truth, in our salvation, in our allowance, in our light, in our expansiveness. We know it when we're in different dimensional realities. So we're not claiming something that we're unfamiliar with. This is very essential. They're showing me the awareness card, which is really like the magician in tarot. So in other realities, in other dimensional states, we're already there. We're not opening up to something that we have not already administered, that we have not already been in coincided agreement with. So it's not like it's new, it's a return. It's a return to our truth. So imagine, you know, we're going on a field trip and then it's like, okay, now let's hand out the equipment. Well, it's the equipment that we brought with us from where we began. So what you're doing is converting into a very familiarized lifestyle. It's not where we've been focusing in this lifetime, but it's familiar on a soul level. So we're allowing ourselves to receive with delight, with delight. We're allowing ourselves to administer our rights of union, coming into union with our wholeness beyond the limited focus of this particular incarnation, coming into union with our wholeness. So as we will receive, they're showing me like the inner chamber of our heart it's just beautiful, but beyond imagining, to try to put words to it, it's if you can, what we want to remember is that we're multidimensional. So we're receiving this activation, we're receiving this energy on many allotments, meaning beyond time. So remember, we're here, we're focused on being wherever you happen to be right now in the physicality, but you're also expanded vision. So the energies are touching us, they're communing with us, they're saying in proper station. So we're opening up to our truth with regular bliss. In other words, the bliss, the joy, the allowance, the peace. Well, I don't know if anything's changed in my earthly life, but I seem to feel a little better. I seem to feel a little bit more expansive. So when I'm receiving these energies, I just feel large. Not weight-wise, but energetically large. I just feel like I'm filling the room. And this is, they're saying, this is the consequence of self-love. Because when we receive ourselves in our entitlement, we expand to our fullest state, our fullest allowance. Now, these energies come forth to bring forth good measure. So whatever our next step is, whatever it's like, oh, I need a miracle here, or I need to solve this issue there, with these energies bring forth the rite of passage. They bring forth the healing. Now, we would just like someone to do the job for us. But what we're learning is how to self-activate, how to self-provide. So we're stepping into our mastery. We're stepping into our destination and coming into our truest claim. So we're not looking for a master outside of ourselves. We're recognizing our own rite of passage. We're recognizing how we're one already with that master state. So as we will receive our glory, there's someone like glory. Okay, now you're getting really out there. Our glory, who you are in your truth. Because remember, everything that we've been suffering with is because we've been denying our truth. When we align with our truth, we have instant manifestation. We bring forth whatever is needed. So as we will align with our glory, as an extension of the divine, goddess, God, Sophia, whatever words feel appropriate for you. We want to feel ourselves an extension of this light, an extension of this glory. And so we're allowing these energies to merge on all levels of time. So this means our future, if you did a tarot reading, well, I see this in your future. Well, it's shifted now because we're sending that light into our future. Whether our future is tomorrow, tonight, next week, it's now aware of this light. So the more we remember we're multidimensional, we're not just we're here, but here includes past, present, future. We're also sending this energy to the past. So anything that we're repeating because of past inclination is also receiving this gifting. So this is how we're speeding up time, because we're arriving in our wholeness in all moments. So as we will receive, allow yourself to receive this light in all its manifestations. In other words, our higher self or higher awareness knows exactly what our next right step is in all good measures. So we may think we want that job, but what we really want is a healing, so that when we then open up to that next job, we're good to go and we're not going to sabotage ourselves. So we're trusting our higher awareness, our higher authority, to intervene on our behalf in all ways. Well, I just want to get to the end. Well, you don't want to get to the end unprepared. So it's trusting. It's allowing your higher awareness to decide on your behalf your next step in all good measures. So remember, bounty, harvest. It's not like, oh, well, which area of my life? It's all an extension of the one self. So as we surrender to love, we get touched through and through. We get touched through and through in all good measures. Let us receive. There's someone that needs to let go even more. So just imagine yourself expanding further with delight, It almost feels like, well, next time when I come, you know, I'll try to expand more. They're saying it's all here now. It's all in here now. Allow yourself that good witnessing. Allow the transformation to occur in the now moment. It's like spirit's just waiting on us. I can guarantee you, we're the ones that keep blocking, limiting. And so this is what they're reminding us of, is to receive that glory. Receive that heavenly consent. Remember, our higher self is descending into form, and we're becoming into partnership. it's so interesting when I see it, because it's like we're the ones that are still awakening to exactly how much is okay and how fast. And I literally see it. It's like we're all adjusting to this new concept of self. Very good. Very good.